This is Road Notes from the Traveling Sales Lady, short reads for sales professionals on the move. Today's piece, The Hall of Fame Move in Sales, has nothing to do with talking. There is a version of a sales conversation where the rep does most of the talking. They present, they position, they handle objections, they close. This is the model most sales training is built around. It is also, increasingly, the model that produces the most friction and the least trust in a buying process, where buyers are more informed, more skeptical, and more resistant to being sold than they have ever been. The alternative is harder to teach and more powerful to execute. It is the practice of asking precise questions, then listening with enough patience and discipline to let the buyer's own answers do the work, not listening to formulate the next question. Not listening to identify the objection to overcome. Listening to understand so completely that the path from where the buyer is to where they need to be becomes visible to both people in the room at the same time. When that happens, the buyer doesn't feel sold. They feel understood. And understood, buyers buy. Sales coach Stephen Pia of Coach Media calls this listening clients into buying. He describes it as the Hall of Fame move in sales. The mechanics behind it are not simple. It requires a rep who is secure enough in their process to slow down, a rep who trusts that the right question, followed by genuine silence, will surface more useful information than any pitch ever could, a rep who understands that the goal of most sales meetings is not to close, but to earn the next conversation, and that the fastest path to that next conversation is making the current one worth having. Most reps talk too much, not because they don't know better, but because silence is uncomfortable, because filling space feels like progress, and because the training they received rewarded articulation over inquiry. Unlearning that takes intention. It means sitting with a question long enough for the buyer to give a real answer instead of a surface one. It means following the thread of what they actually said instead of pivoting to the next agenda item. It means treating the conversation as the product rather than the means to get to the product. Listen, clients, into buying. That's the Hall of Fame of sales. When you can do that, you've stopped selling entirely. You're just helping someone see what they already need. Here are three things for your consideration. 1. What percentage of your last sales meeting was you talking versus your buyer talking? Most reps who estimate this are wrong by a significant margin. They remember the questions they asked, but not the space they filled between the answers. A rough rule worth testing. If you're talking more than 40% of the time in a discovery conversation, you're probably not listening enough. Record a call with permission and find out where you actually are. 2. When a buyer answers a question, what do you do next? The instinct is to respond, validate, and move to the next question. The higher leverage move is often to follow the thread of what they just said. Go deeper into what they mentioned. Ask what they meant by a specific word. Let the silence invite them to keep going. The best information in any sales conversation lives just past the first answer. Most reps never get there because they move on too quickly. 3. Have you ever had a buyer talk themselves into a decision without you closing? If yes, think about what happened in that conversation that was different. What questions were asked? How much space was given? What didn't you say that you normally would have? That conversation is a blueprint. The conditions that produced it are reproducible. The skill is in recognizing them and creating them deliberately, rather than stumbling into them occasionally. Buyers don't want to be sold. They want to make a good decision. The rep who helps them do that by asking better questions and listening longer than feels comfortable is the one they trust, return to, and tell others about. That's not a closing technique. That's a career. And one more thing before you go. If you've ever felt like the odd one out in a room full of people who just don't get what it's like to be on the road, away from home, doing all of it at once, this one's for you. Bedbug in a Mug. When Mom's Away was written for the kids who miss you, and for you, the traveling professional who carries a little guilt on every trip. It's a children's book about the adventure of a parent's suitcase, told from the perspective of a tiny stowaway. Grab a copy for your little ones at thetravelingsaleslady.com. That's Road Notes from the Traveling Sales Lady. If this one resonated with you, the full conversation that inspired it is waiting for you on the Traveling Sales Lady podcast. Find it wherever you listen. See you on the road and journey on. Road Notes is a production of the Traveling Sales Lady in partnership with Brilliant Beam Media.